Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, July 22nd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, how to make your kids financially savvy, and are you prepared for the added cost of raising a child? Financial literacy experts say having conversations with your children about how money works early and often is the key to raising financially savvy children. Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Gelman says that starts by talking to your kids about even the most basic transactions.
What's happening when you're paying for something? Someone's giving you change. What happens when you go to the ATM and press a few buttons and cash comes out? Where is that money coming from? What happens when you put something on a credit card? What does that mean?
Showing your kids how to balance a checkbook is another way you can start to explain how finances work.
They'll get the message that this is something that's important, that's worth your time and attention, and therefore worth theirs. It's nothing to stress over, it's nothing to obsess over, but it's something that you need to spend time on.
As kids get older and start to ask for more stuff, setting up an allowance in exchange for basic household chores or responsibilities can teach them several things as well.
You're teaching them that they need to work to earn money, which is a real-world lesson that's best imparted early. And then once they have income, you're teaching them how to handle income and what they should be doing with it.
Even if money hasn't normally been a topic of discussion in your household, it isn't too late to engage with teens on the topic. Talk about your plans to finance in college or how you're saving money for their education, or encourage your kids to get a job. In addition to earning some extra money and gaining work experience, they will quickly learn the difference between gross and net income and retain that understanding when they start full-time jobs. Speaking of children, are you expecting a child this summer? Well, you're not alone.
A lot of babies born over the summer months, so there'll be a lot of people who should probably be taking a look at their financial plan and making adjustments here and there.
Wall Street Journal Investing Basics columnist Carolyn Gear says financial planning is especially important given that the cost to raise a child is roughly $240,000 for the first 18 years. That's excluding college. The first step is to look at your emergency fund, which experts say should be about 3 to 6 months of your regular expenses.
You want to take a look at that and increase the size of that fund to account for all your new costs.
Some of those new expenses include formula, baby clothes, and diapers. Boosting your emergency fund is an important step so that parents don't compromise their retirement accounts.
I feel you can skip a few contributions to the 401k to pay current expenses, but one thing leads to another, and you find yourself raiding the balance to put the child through college.
One of the most overlooked expenses is child care costs, but that's the one that is probably going to ding your budget the most.
Cost of about $18,000 per year. It's often one of the biggest, if not the biggest, line items for families.
Even if a parent decides to stay at home to raise the kids, you now face the lost income, which was probably part of your current budget. And while it can be difficult to think about, make sure you and your spouse consider life insurance. The unexpected death of one spouse can leave the other struggling to keep up with the mortgage, car loan, living expenses, other debt, or college tuition for your kids. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.